Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Savner du et fleksibelt regnskapsprogram som gir deg alltid ett system og så forenkler regnskapet? Med TripleX får du smarte og intuitive løsninger slik at du kan jobbe hvor som helst, når som helst. Også via appen som lar deg føre timer uansett hvor du Se for deg at du for sen med å levere utlegg og at kvitteringene hoper seg opp. Med appen fra TripleX kan du ta bildet av kvitteringen og sende den inn til godkjenning med en gang. Appen scanner bildet og fyller ut sum, kostnadskategori og data for deg. Helt automatisk. Dessuten trenger du hverken å grue deg til årsoppgjør eller bruke unødvendig tid på å punche ting flere ganger. Med TripleX får du en helt annen kontroll, og du kan enkelt koble til og få oversikt over andre systemer som kassasystem eller nettbutikk. Hvis du nysgjerrig på om TripleX passer for deg, kan du prøve gratis I 14 dager på tripletex.no.
Jeg har med meg Michael Koenig I Elkem, som I dag har lagt frem svært gode resultater for fjerde kvartal. And Michael, Elkem presented record results for the fourth quarter. How would you summarize the quarter and 2020 overall?
Well, Q4 2020 was a really good quarter. And we have really seen that now the work that we did in 2020 really has resulted in tangible progress, and that was supported by good market sentiment. So Q4 was good. Overall, the year 2020 has suffered a lot from the coronavirus crisis. But if I now look at the year 2020 overall, it is actually a year which is as good as 2019.
Like other companies, 2020 has been a difficult year in many ways for Elkem as well. In different areas of the world. Maybe you can explain a bit about that.
Well, maybe I start with by saying that this really was a crisis that the world has not seen for many decades. The worst crisis, economic crisis in the history of the last decades. It has hit us quite significantly in China in the first quarter last year, because that's where in China, after the Chinese New Year, factories were shutting down, travel was restricted, and that has created difficulties for us because we have a quite strong exposure to China in our business. Then in the second and third quarter, we have been hit quite hard in Europe and in the United States because of the lockdowns, because of reduced consumption, because of reduced industrial production. Automotive was going to record lows, and that had a strong negative impact on our business. Mitigated at that time a little bit by the improved business in China. But then in the fourth quarter, it all came together. We had good market sentiment. We had good preparation on our side with regard to cost reduction, with regard to capacity preparedness, with regard to operational excellence. And that has created a very, very good fourth quarter and makes the year 2020 in the end not really a good year, but still an okay year. And we are very happy and a bit proud on that result.
And how are the expectations for 2021?
Well, we have seen very positive developments in Q4, as I just said, and those positive trends seem to continue. So we are seeing that demand is still very strong in some areas, probably even increasing. We see that pricing in some parts of the world, China DMC, which is a bit of a mood factor for us for silicones pricing, looks very stable on an attractive level. We see some pricing upstream for silicon products still increasing. And we have a bit of a lag in when higher prices also reflect into our contracts. So all in all, we are quite confident about Q1 with regard to market sentiment, but also with regard to our own performance. we will have Chinese New Year like every year in February. We will have a short February, but still we see a continuation at least of the very positive trends we have seen in Q4. It will be a little bit more difficult to predict the rest of the year simply because we still look at this uncertainty that comes from the question, how does the world find its exit from the virus crisis?
But how exposed are you to the vaccines? I mean, if the vaccination gets through, what will that have? What impact will that have on your results?
Well, we have a very indirect exposure to that because the products that we deliver, they go into automotive, they go into construction, they go into personal care. And these are products that people consume in general more when the economy is going well. When the economy is not going well, then also these products are consumed much less. There are some special effects on personal care where you see shifts in demand. Sunscreen didn't go very well last year. But by and large, we are depending indirectly from a good and well-functioning economy. That's why if we now see automotive sales going up, Elkem's products are in it and we benefit from it. And we benefit even more from the shift towards electric vehicles because electric vehicles contain more of our products than combustion engines. That's why we, in addition to the uprising economy, we also benefit from the clear shift that we now see, at least in Europe and in China as well, towards electric vehicles. Another very important industry for us is construction, and also that depends on how well does the economy go in general.
So what will be the key focus for 2021?
Our key focus for 2021 is good, efficient operations with operational excellence, is continuing on finding specialized applications and specialized products. And we have made a lot of progress in 2020 with several smaller investments in that regard, and continue to focus on our sustainability related activities, where we focus on reducing our carbon footprint, where we focus on battery materials to create new green products that help the energy transformation in Europe.
You talked a bit about construction and electric vehicles, but which divisions will be the most important for you this year?
Well, of course, all our divisions are important, and all divisions have in Q4 and continue to contribute a lot to the success of Elkem, but there are differences. In silicones, we clearly see growth potential in Asia, in particular in China, and that's where we have the biggest exposure to China. And we benefit a lot from the electric vehicle penetration in China and in Europe, plus personal care and other industries that we are developing there. In silicon products, we also benefit from the general increase in automotive production. Through steel, through ferroalloys, and all the materials that go into cars. We have, at least so far, only small additional benefits from the transition towards electric vehicles. And last but not least, in carbon solution, again, we benefit from the increased production of steel in all through the world, but in particular in Europe.
But what do you see as the biggest risks coming forward?
I think the biggest risk that we are all facing is a third wave of the coronavirus, which has the potential to reduce economic activity in general. And as I said earlier, if economic activity is reduced, then also the products that use Elkem silicones and silicon metal, also these products will be reduced. So that is the overriding risk for this year. Other than that, I feel very confident that we have chances for a very good year because the fundamentals are all very good. And we have used 2020 to prepare, preparing our production capacities, improving our cost structure, and continuing on this journey to specialization, where we have much better and much more profitable products than what we had in the past.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Økonominyhetene er en podcast fra Finansavisen. Programledere er Marius Lorentzen, Stein Ove Haugen og Benedikte Storm Bamvik. Produsenter er Lars Brenden Skram og Bashar Johar. Og ansvarlig redaktør er Trygve Hegnar.